North Carolina Supreme Court weighed in on a power struggle over who's in charge of running the state's public schools. State school superintendent and the state board of education were both vying for control, and after the ruling, both sides claim victory. Liz Schlemmer is here with more. She is WUNC's education policy reporter. Welcome back, Liz.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Tell us what this decision was all about.
Well, it was to decide the constitutionality of a law enacted in 2016, shortly after State Superintendent Mark Johnson was elected. The General Assembly created this law to shift certain powers from the State Board of Education to the State Superintendent. And the State Board of Education claimed that that law violated the state constitution. The constitution says the superintendent is the secretary and chief administrative officer of the board, and that the board then supervises the schools and funding and makes rules and regulations. A lower court sided with Superintendent Johnson, and then the board appealed that to the state Supreme Court.
So let's talk a little bit about the power struggle at the heart of this. You've got a Republican-led legislature that passes legislation that shifts the power in favor of the state school superintendent, and then the school board is on the other side of this. Who makes up the school board and who appoints them?
So there are 11 members of the State Board of Education, and they are appointed by governors. Right now, a majority of them were appointed by Republican governors, and some of them have terms that are also up in 2019. And the state superintendent then is an elected position, elected by the people of the state.
And we now have a Republican state school board, superintendent, I should say, the first Republican in 100 years, right?
Yes, he won his election in 2016. This is his first four-year term. He narrowly defeated incumbent June Atkinson. She'd been in that position for 11 years.
All right. So now there's a court ruling, and again, you said that what the ruling said was, in fact, the power does lie with the superintendent to do these oversight of state school policy. And both sides, apparently, are claiming victory. Tell us about that.
Right. So both the superintendent and the State Board of Education released statements on Friday after this decision came out, calling it a win. Johnson said that it validates this common sense idea that he should lead DPI. And the State Board of Education says that it affirms that the State Board has the ultimate authority to supervise the public schools and to have the final say on the mechanics of the relationship between the state superintendent and the board. So what we get out of the decision, it says that the state superintendent has the authority to manage the day-to-day operations, but that is still subject to rules and regulations adopted by the board.
Well, this doesn't sound much different than any other board CEO relationship, right? The CEO manages the day-to-day and is responsible for the operational details and the policy. That's the superintendent's job, and the operational details, and the policy is set by the board. And this appears to be what the court is affirming in the decision, right?
It looks very much like what we saw in the Constitution to begin with. But the question then is how these rules and regulations will play out, and how decisions will be made rather than just whom will make those decisions. And I should also say that Superintendent Johnson's counsel, his attorney Philip Isley, told the North State Journal that it's laughable, quote, laughable, that the board's attorneys are claiming that this is a victory. Because that law that the General Assembly created to shift powers does stand.
All right. And here's what he's responding to, which was Bill Coby, who's the chair of the State Board of Education. Here's what he had to say about the ruling.
I view it as a victory for the state and the Constitution. I don't think anybody loses. I don't think anybody needs to win. It's just a good thing for the state going forward.
All right. So both sides claiming victory. The ruling has now been made. The law has been on hold while the courts decide its fate. So we have a final decision. What changes might we see, Liz?
Well, the law included some shifting of power over high-level hiring and firing at the Department of Public Instruction. And also says that the Innovative School District and the Office of Charter Schools would report to the state superintendent. I talked to the Department of Public Instruction Communications today, and they say that the two teams of attorneys are parsing through all of those details now. We do know this morning the General Assembly overrode the governor's veto of the state budget adjustment, so we have a state budget that is law now. And that budget includes over $5 million in cuts of funding to the Department of Public Instruction. So some layoffs are expected in the department. A lot of decisions about staffing will need to be made. And how those decisions are made and how the state board and the superintendent work together remains to be seen.
Liz Schlemmer is education policy reporter for WUNC. Thanks so much, Liz.
Thank you.
Just ahead, we learn about some of the forgotten stories in North Carolina history on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay with us.